Radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Hello again. Welcome to the show that is specifically created to make your life a lot more livable, enjoyable, financially stable, secure, to help you make money and to make money make more sense.
And to keep money.
And to keep your money and to keep it away from people who sell stupid stuff. 855-935-TALK. That is our phone number. I am Don McDonald. That is Tom Cock. We are here every Saturday, except when Tom isn't.
Next Saturday. There were a couple of days you were gone, too. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, you're right. It was a while ago. Yeah, Paul Merriman came and helped you out.
That's true. That's true. I got friends. I can't help that.
It's true. I don't. So, hey, that's
that
the way life
come
goes.
Out right, but I'm
855-935-TALK. We're going to, we want to help you because we know last week was traumatic. Early on, we had Mr. Stock Market on. Yeah. Mr. Stock Market came by. He's not feeling well. Mm-mm. He had kind of a bad week. He's had actually, this hasn't been his best year. His health has not been great.
No.
Most years, though, Mr. Stock Market.
He's been down for the year.
Well, sometimes you just have these chronic malaises.
Exactly.
And it's hard to shake them. But then there are other years when he just is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, he's like the Energizer Stock Market Bunny.
Indeed. So you may be struggling with what happened. You may be trying to figure out your retirement, Social Security, any of those things. We're happy to take those calls, 855-935-TALK. And because you're out there trying to figure out how to inoculate yourself against bad stuff, we're giving you a free copy of Don McDonald's updated everything, updated in the Financial Physics 2018 version. So,
yeah,
boom.
And it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, to add to that, we do have the, I forgot how what I named them even, the AdvoCaps, the advisor caps. They are up on the web now. $33 for a pair of caps. They are rare. They are a limited edition product. There is only two sets in the wild.
In circulation.
Only two sets in circulation in America right now. Dan Solon stole one set.
Dan, you just said you did that. You put it on the air. You put it out there.
I did.
All right.
Dan Solon stole our hats. Now he asked. He said, can I have these hats? They're cool.
Yeah.
And then somebody bought some.
Okay.
I don't know what they did with them. They're a great conversation piece.
Indeed.
And they're the weirdest hats ever. And great for dating.
No.
We determined that in the last hour.
You determined
Think
that.
About it.
Think about it for
a minute.
It's a bad idea.
Wouldn't it be nice to wear a hat? Oh, and you know what? You could use it to convince that other person across the table from you that you are the best one for them. Wear the your best interests hat. It's a subliminal message that you really will take care of them.
I think all ball caps have a bad rap right now, but that's just me. I wouldn't wear one on a date. I think that's a bad
idea.
They
are. Wait. The font is very similar.
It is
to
very
the
similar.
MAGA font.
Yeah,
it really is. And the red hat, what you could do, you could wear the red hat to a Trump rally.
Yeah.
And you could just, you could make a statement by saying, merely suitable.
Yeah.
855.
Good luck with that.
That's a political statement. Indeed. I thought that would go over well in Seattle.
It may very well may.
We may sell a lot of the hats just to people who want to make the statement that Trump is merely suitable.
Yeah. You
That would Again, be the actually that would be the moderates who
are
would
you
wear that hat.
The, cutting the support right behind you with the saw, or are you okay? You just keep inching out further all the time. So saw away. It is the end of the year, so go right ahead. Take the fall.
855-935-TALK. I have to be here next week and host the show. You're in Hawaii.
Good point.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Aloha, Steve.
Well done. Yes.
Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, Steve. How can we help you?
I'm basically in my early 60s, and all my mutual funds are in index stocks or just other stock funds, and was looking at bonds and some bond funds, and they all seem to have a really, really low return and so forth. I'm just wondering, is that just normal, or is that, I think I need to go that route a little bit, diversify a little bit, just wanted to...
Yeah, that's a great question. So if you're in your early 60s and, being all in stocks is kind of risky because if Mr. Stock Market is really sick again and the market performs like 2008, you could lose half of your money. So, yeah, most people need bonds. Have bonds made money lately? No. In fact, this will go down, I think, as one of the unusual years where stocks and bonds lose money. But is that a reason not to own them?
Let me add.
Absolutely
not. Let me add,
not.
Though.
Please, go ahead, Don.
Bonds really have never... It was an illusion back in the 80s that we thought was an actual positive return for bonds. Bonds, after inflation, have rarely made more than a couple of percent a year on average.
Bonds are the place, Steve, where you want to keep the money. Stocks are the place where you make the money. So should you, by the way, okay, if you just want to make more money, then no, be in stocks. If it scares you, if you are retired and your portfolio dips by 20, 30, 40%, then you're going to want to own bonds. So, and by the way, if you want to own one bond fund, you could own the Vanguard Total Bond, which is very inexpensive. It holds about 70% government. It's about 30% corporate. It's probably
down.
And it's
about 10,000 bonds.
Yeah, it's a down about 1.5% this year, I think, something like that. That's, again, we need to be careful when we look at down, because bonds go down a bit, but nothing similar to how much you can lose in stock. So, yes, in your early 60s, most people should have something in bonds.
855-935-TALK is our number. Give us a call. We're talking real live money.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
You know you need investing and financial advice to enjoy a better future, but you have no idea where to get it, right? The one thing you need most, you're probably missing, and that's a plan, because most of the financial services industry is concerned with making the next high commission sale instead of spending the time to understand your needs and fears. If you're looking for a 100% pure fiduciary, and we'll put that in writing, low-cost, fee-only advisor who puts you first, give Vestory a call at 800-386-3004. That's 800-386-3004, or visit us online at Vestory, VESTORY.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Real money, real life, real important stuff. 855-935-TALK is our number, 855-935-8255. And up next on the program, we have, ladies and gentlemen, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
How we doing today?
Okay.
Okay, good.
Well, you sounded better than okay when you started out.
A lot of enthusiasm there.
Well, I'm disabled, so I just say okay. Right.
Okay. Well, that's...
well, good attitude. Yeah. Good attitude. All right, what's up, Mary?
Well, I had to retire when I was 57 and because of disability. And then I got on disability. And then when I got to be 59 and a half, they rolled me over into Social Security. So then that mean I get like $18,000 a year. Now, I didn't have a chance to go, you know, to work until I was like 70, where it would have doubled.
Yep.
Yeah, listen to what you said earlier. Okay, so now I've been married once and we're divorced. Then my ex-husband, he got married about four more times, and now he's living with a woman. So, and that's been, he's living with her for about 15 years. So
yeah,
now
I don't know if this is that kind of show, Mary, but go ahead. I'm sorry, that was too easy. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so now I'm wondering if he died, who get his half of Social Security?
How long were you married?
About 5 years.
Yeah, you have to be married 10 years to get his benefit. Sorry about that.
Mary, you should have stuck around longer.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Social Security Administration requires you to have been married to that person for at least 10 years. Then, yes, you would be eligible for related benefits from that association. But otherwise, no, you're on your own there.
Okay, so if we had made it 10 years, even though he had been married four times and not living with somebody.
Doesn't matter. We know somebody's been married four times and 10 years in each one of those relationships, so each one of those persons is eligible. It doesn't come out of his benefit, by the way. It just comes out of all of our money that goes into Social Security. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you for listening, and happy holidays. Good to hear from you. So
you're very welcome,
that was
Mary.
Nice call. But yeah, I wish we had better news. Wish we had better news.
855-935-TALK. I had fun then.
Yeah,
I'm just kind of having fun today.
Yeah, it's
overall,
good day. You got the hat thing going again. Have the sales been ramped up since you put them back on the internet?
Let's see, we're at zero.
I see the people, but you're still at zero. I was waiting for the meter to start clicking, but okay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, check it.
I don't know how to say this nicely, but $33 for two hats just sounds expensive to me.
And it's just break even.
I know. And does that include shipping and handling? I got to ask.
Yeah, and we're still losing. And with that, we're losing money.
God, great. Could people just order them from the greater Celebration, Florida area, and you could just hand deliver them? Would that be easier?
Yeah, like all of the... Wait a minute, no one's listening. No. Oh, well, there you go.
Okay, well, that was easy.
855-935-TALK is our number.
Somebody thanks, buy thanks
for,
his hats. He's going to feel bad.
Thanks for making me feel bad.
It's going to be grim enough to be in Florida right now, frankly. So
yeah, it's only 75 degrees.
The place is virtually perfect.
Bright blue skies. Yeah. I'm sorry. I know. It's somebody has to be here.
I know. Went on a walk the other morning there. Wow, what a time of year. Phenomenal.
Let's go back to the phones.
Please.
How about Michael? Michael,
absolutely.
Welcome to Talking. Michael, welcome.
Michael, you need to turn your radio down because we're going to have a lot of problem there.
Yes,
wow, we
I'm
do
here.
Definitely.
Yes, go ahead. How can we help you, sir?
Okay, let's see. I'm 57. I'm going to try to work 10 more years. And I just opened a Roth IRA brokerage account.
Mm-hmm.
I bought some mutual funds. So, and I don't know if you guys have actually get what's something else I should obtain. I have some money in the bank, like $23,000, that I would like to at least another $13,000, maybe even
okay,
more.
Okay, have you maxed out the Roth IRA? Have you put $6,500
yes,
in?
Okay. Yes, I've maxed out for this year, and then as soon as it rolls over again, I'm going to put $6,500 this year.
Yep.
Next year, as soon as January hits, I'm going to go with $7,000.
There you go. Hey, you're up to date.
Bucks.
Yep. So there's
okay,
seven of
so
it.
Then,
I have a very important question for you, Michael. Michael,
okay.
Listen
yes,
very carefully. What okay. is the name of the mutual funds you put in to put this money into?
One is the SP500.
I know which company.
Oh, with Vanguard.
Ah!
Yay!
Ding, 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 ding. Well done, sir.
You this just is made a better up. Show
oh, you know
by
what?
The moment.
Go ahead.
I've talked with you guys before, and I'm not going to mention any other company names, but they're like, do not go there. And then I mentioned that to you guys, and you guys did not go there. I've heard nothing but good about Vanguard. So I'm totally new to this investing thing, and I should have probably started years ago.
I got to tell you, you are off to a stellar
okay,
start.
Okay, so now you're going to still have like $17,000 left is what you're saying. What should I do with it? Is that your question?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, at least 13.
Okay, 13,000.
Well, no, because I'll be putting another 70. I might not necessarily put into my... Okay, here's the question then. So should I do that again, max out for next year? Roth?
Yep.
Brokerage? Okay, and I have two stocks in there. Okay, one's Admiral.
Yeah.
One's the Admiral Tax something. So I got two. I got the SP 500 and the Admiral. I did a little bit of investigating, but I don't know a whole bunch.
Yeah, I mean, I would just own the one fund. I mean, you got the Vanguard Total World Stock Index, VTWSX, instead of the S&P. But... that's a fine point. The bottom line is you are saving, you are putting the money there. I mean, the question is sort of with the after-tax money, what to do. Do you have an emergency account of any kind? Do you have money sort of set aside if something bad happens?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I mean,
what's the minimum I should have for that, baby?
Well, there isn't
how
one.
Much do you, what are your expenses a year? How much do you spend to live, just to stay alive? Housing, food on the table, utilities pay, that kind of stuff. What does that cost you a year?
Right now, I don't know for a year, but
roughly.
I don't know. Just say $1,000 something a month, maybe.
Okay, so maybe $15,000 a year.
Food.
Yeah. I was going to say you probably should have it to then between about $6,000 and $8,000 in a funny money fund, an emergency money fund. Everything over and above that, I'm with Tom. You probably should go with a more broadly diversified fund at Vanguard, an equity fund probably if you can stand the volatility, because equity funds don't have real big tax issues. They tend to distribute capital gains. You might want to go with a combination of the VTWSX Index, the Vanguard Total World Stock Index, and the Vanguard Total Bond Index.
So in this case, you would have to open another account at Vanguard, which would just be a regular, excuse the word, brokerage type account. As Don said, you would put that other money into those other two funds. Leave the other money, the safe money that you're going to need in case something bad happens in your life.
In the bank.
Account. Yeah, that makes
in
sense.
In a money market. Yep. Go to a credit union where you might get a slightly higher rate, or if you're USAA eligible, look at their accounts. So they tend to pay a little more, but probably a credit union. Thanks for the call. 855-935-TALKS, our number.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Just as there are basic laws that govern our physical world called physics with a PH, there are also basic rules and concepts that impact our finances and investments. I call them financial physics with an F. In fact, 8 years ago, I wrote a book about them. For years, I've wanted to create an interactive version of that book to help readers better understand the concepts. So, since it was time for an update, I turned financial physics, with an F, into a special interactive multimedia version only on iBooks. It's the only platform that allows that. Because I want everyone to have access to this information, I decided to give this version away. Yes, it's totally free. So, if you have a compatible Apple device, go get your copy of the new interactive book, Financial Physics, on iBooks. It's totally free, and it's available right now in the iBooks store.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
One of the big problems that you as an investor face every day trying to figure this whole thing out is this wrapping your head around this concept that there is no absolute answer. The question we get a lot is, what should I do with my money today?
Yeah.
Well, there is no right today. There's just right. There's right. There's right, but it's right. Here's the point I'm getting to. It's got to be right, not for the market, or even your situation necessarily, or your age. It has to be right for one very important thing, and that is your tolerance for volatility, for risk.
And how long until you need the money.
That is a part of it.
Yeah, right.
But really, the biggest part is that tolerance for volatility, because if you have that tolerance for volatility and you have more than 5 years, most of the past, you've been fine.
Yeah, that's true. Money's been back. But so, I can tell you one thing you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
You should not buy a variable Ulta annuity. You should not buy an equity index annuity. Variable annuity sales skyrocketed in the third quarter, way up 25% over the previous year. The word is equity index annuities are selling like hotcakes right now because you are worried about the future because it looks just awful because stocks, and you heard from Mr. Stock Market earlier, down, you know, 5-7% in 1 week. My goodness, if you annualize that, Don, it'll be all over very quickly. So,
like a dollar.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so if, you know, there's all this gimmicky stuff out there. You need to avoid it. The key, the trick, the real, if you could do this one thing, you're going to be a whole lot happier with your investment. The problem is, you know, people fall into these index annuities because they hear risk-free.
Mm-hmm.
They're not risk-free.
Returns to the market with no risk.
You're not getting the return of the stock market. As a matter of fact, the returns are worse than the returns from a balanced mutual fund portfolio generally, or have been in the past. So you need to do something that nobody does. Nobody knows their risk tolerance level. Do you really know what it is? Can you quantify that number?
No.
Most people can't quantify that number. That's why last year, after a great deal of searching and checking and working with people, we found a group that has used academic research, incredible academic research, to create this really brief, really powerful risk measurement quiz that we call Risk Quiz, RISQUIZ.
And the good news is it's absolutely free.
We have never charged for it.
And there's no obligation. No salesperson will call.
We don't sell you anything.
No, it's a good deal.
If you have a question, we'll answer it for free. But you need to understand what your risk tolerance is. And that's why I want to mention this, because it is free and it's a nice thing to figure out here at the end of the year. You need to know what your risk tolerance is, particularly in a market like this. It is a crazy market at times. It will always be a crazy market at times. You need to be able to invest for your ability to handle it. So go right now.
Now,
if you're not going to buy a hat,
I want go on the internet right now, and I want you to go to what?
www.hallelujah.com.
I can't spell that.
Hallelujah. TalkingRealMoney.com.
Okay. Easy to find from
you
there.
You know, the funny thing is,
I'm laughing.
Talking Real Money is like the clearinghouse for everything good about
every
money.
Every single thing you ever could have
imagined.
Think
about it. Here. We've got our classes are up there. Yep. Our next class coming up, by the way, Retire Meet, the big one.
Yeah, that's and the best we've ever done. Five.
We've
baby.
Got the podcasts up there.
That's true.
We've got the investment advisor seeking form from Dimensional Funds. We have our advisor interview form.
Yeah.
We have a place to schedule an appointment to talk with an advisor with no obligation. We have the AdvoCaps. Is your advisor really a fiduciary hats?
You're not going to quit.
We have
that.
The Vanguard Retirement Income Calculator.
And we've got the risk quiz right there. Go take it.
And the risk quiz.
I think
and
it's a great
our
idea.
Streaming. And our streaming 24/7 Real Money Talk station.
You miss us in the middle of the night, you can go there and tune in.
Turn us on. And you can just let it run all day and all night.
There you go.
At Real Money Talk Radio. But just go to Talking Real Money. It's all there right now. Go.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
I just recently created a new and massively improved interactive edition of Financial Physics on iBooks, but I don't want to leave out those without an Apple device, although no other platform offers their interactivity. I have, however, created a free static PDF version of Financial Physics with an F that you can get right now at TalkingRealMoney.com. That's TalkingRealMoney.com.
We're talking real money.
It's the show that tells you the truth about money. We don't try to take advantage of you to make a $50,000 commission or something ridiculous. There are commissions that big.
Oh, I know. We've run the numbers before on some of the annuities.
Oh.
It's staggering. One quick afternoon, buy a real fancy boat. I mean, it's shocking.
One steak dinner for 12, and you get one person to bite, and you're just sitting pretty in your polyester pants and overstretched polo shirt.
You've never gotten over that guy.
I haven't. That guy was just awful. I went to one of those free steak dinners. We talked about it a lot. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The guy was an idiot, an absolute idiot. I asked the question, so, how much do you make on these here indexed annuity things, there, mister?
Nothing. Zero.
I make nothing. Yeah. No, the company pays me.
After you pay them.
We, though, give stuff away. We actually give stuff away sometimes on the show.
I can't believe you're giving away your book again, which has been very popular.
Tis the season to give Financial Physics.
But you have to go on the show. The real reason is you feel bad because the stock market went down this week, right?
You know what actually makes me feel really bad about it?
Yeah.
Is that now 16 or 18 or 20 times a week, it's about 20 times a week, I am actually giving those numbers every day.
You know, and what at the end of the day, I hate to say it, but for the most part, it makes people feel jittery. I mean, take it another way.
Me? No, you're talking about
me
personally?
No, I'm saying if you pay attention to what's going on with stock price. Let me give you an analogy. Imagine that you got an update three times every morning on the price of your home.
Imagine, I don't even go to Zillow.
I know. I mean, imagine if you did that all the time. I mean, you'd be like, should I sell? Should I buy? What should I do? I mean, I got to do something, right? I mean,
and I have gotten a lot of that question this week. What should I do? The stock market's here's the question. I love this. The stock market is going down,
and it should always be. And we'll give credit to our friend Mark Hebner on this. Always, when you talk about securities. In the past tense. It's not going anywhere. It's gone.
It's just, it's done it already. 855-935-8255. You come on the air, Yeah, get us shipping you out for the holiday, just in time for the new year. Yeah. A copy of Financial Physics. Mitchell, it is now your turn. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mitchell.
Thank you. Hi there. How are you?
We are well. How can we help you today?
Well, I've got a situation, and I would really love some advice. My wife and I received a settlement recently. And first thing we did was we paid off our second mortgage, her car, my boat, and all our credit cards. So, but we have a first mortgage, which is at about $90,000. And so we have about a little over $200,000 in a money market account at our credit union. So what I'm thinking, we've been doing some improvements to our house also that need to be done. And so anyways, I'm thinking that of paying off my first mortgage, and we both work for government agencies, and we both have ICMA 457 accounts. And so I'm thinking pay off the mortgage and start putting that money into our ICMA 457s. So I'm just wondering if that sounds like a good strategy.
What is the interest rate on the mortgage?
It's fairly low. It's about 4%.
Yeah, this comes
I'm opposed.
Up. Yeah, I'm not in favor of this either. And I'll explain why, by the way. How many more years until you believe you will retire? Just for sake of argument.
I'm going to be 58 and on the 21st. My wife will be 58 in February. And she'll probably go till she's 62. And I've been thinking I'll go till I'm 65.
And as you mentioned, you work for a municipality. Is there some pension involved in all this too then?
Yeah, we both have retirements.
And do you have, are you Social Security eligible as well, or is that going to have to be some sort of offset?
Well, as far as that goes, when she retires at 62, then I'm thinking she may start to collect hers in.
Okay, but I'm not concerned with that, but you are both eligible for a pension and Social Security. That's what I'm hearing.
Correct. Yes, that's correct.
So, I mean, here's the reason that we are opposed to paying. I like the fact that you pay. I mean, depending on the amount and we'll have to take this up in the next segment. But the higher interest rate stuff. But we'll continue, Mitchell, to talk about the reasons why we do not favor generally paying off a mortgage early.
And then we'll delve a little bit into that ICMA 457 too.
So stay with us.
855-935-TALK is our number, 855-935-8255. We'll be right back.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Keeping the podcast breaks as painless as possible is my goal. That's why I want to very quickly tell you about the only magazine I've ever heard of that is 100% real investing all the time. There's no business news, no speculative advice, and certainly no lifestyle stuff. It's called Real Investing Journal. I publish it every quarter, and you can get 2 full years for only $25 at realinvestingjournal.com. That's realinvestingjournal.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Welcome back. I'm Don. That's Tom. 855-935-TALK is our telephone number here on Talking Real Money. Get a copy of the new version of Financial Physics if you call and are part of the show today, because we're trying to make it easier on you, this terrible stock market we've had, which isn't actually as bad as it seems. 855-935-TALK. We were talking to Mitchell before the break about paying off the mortgage and then about contributing to his ICMA 457 plan.
And before you get into
the mortgage. ICMA,
first of all, at 58, and what I was asking him about was retirement income. He should consider where that's going to come from and when. I mean, that should be at 58, you should be working on that. Number two, we don't generally advise, and I don't think it's a good idea, to pay off a 4% mortgage early. Rather, I would rather make sure he fully funds his whatever he can do, in whether it's an IRA.
For retirement.
Mm-hmm. And then I would probably take the other money. I'd put some in it, something safe to keep for, as we've talked about before, an emergency fund. But then I would take the other money and put it in a taxable account of some kind, a brokerage account, and invest that. Remember, that money is liquid. As soon as you pay down your house, you can't get the money. Well, you could take out a HELOC, I guess, but it's not as liquid. So I'd prefer to see him stay a little more liquid as he gets closer to retirement. But again, it starts with the retirement income, then fully fund whatever methods of retirement savings he could, and then a taxable account. But you looked into the particular funds.
Well, let me go back to the mortgage really quickly, too. It might make sense to pay off a mortgage if you were going to put that money into just a CD at the bank earning 2%.
Yeah, okay.
But, not, you know, 4%. So if you're going to invest it at a higher return, and if you're going to invest for your retirement and you haven't been doing it, you got this newfound money.
Yep.
Well, while it sounds nice to do a 457 is just a deferred vehicle.
Yep.
And the ICMA 457 should be ashamed of itself.
How come?
It's ridiculously expensive. It is almost it's so opaque to the public. It is horribly opaque to the public. Their mutual funds are not even real mutual funds. They're not registered with the SEC. They're private accounts, and they don't share much of their information on portfolios. But they do. I have looked at their performance, and I have looked at their fees. Their fees are high. For example, you can get a Vanguard stock index fund for a tenth of a tenth and two tenths of a percent a year.
How about their target date or whatever term they use, lifestyle?
Well, they
funds.
Have target. I'm just looking, no, for I'm example,
saying,
right now.
Oh, okay. I was saying about Vanguard.
Oh, I'd have Vanguard's. They're probably, you know, 20 basis points.
Right. Okay.
I'm looking at the Vantage Point Growth Fund.
Yeah.
It's fee. This is a Russell 1000. It's like an S&P 500 fund.
It's an index.
Its fees and expenses are one point. Well, it's not. If they compare themselves to the Russell 1000.
Okay, it's actively managed.
Their fees and expenses are 1.07% per year.
That's
and
too much.
This is for. That's too much.
Yep.
And look at their 10-year performance. Their 10-year returns for their growth fund, compared to the Russell 1000, they returned 11% per year on average. The Russell 1000, just buying that index, 14.33%.
It tells you everything you need to know.
I would not be there. What I would be doing, Mitchell, is I would be maxing out a Roth IRA for you and your wife.
If they're this Roth year. Eligible.
If you're Roth eligible. Yep. Sounds like they might be.
Yep.
This year and next.
Mm-hmm.
And then over and above that, determine what your risk tolerance is by taking the risk quiz.
Good idea.
And then invest in a portfolio over at Vanguard, even if it's a taxable portfolio.
Yeah.
You're saving so much in expenses that it almost negates the tax advantage.
So eschew the 457,
yep.
Do an IRA or a Roth, and use index funds to do that.
And
then a taxable account on top of that. We're on the same page.
If you do chew the 457, spit it out immediately.
Pardon me.
Eschew. I know you said it. It was a joke.
Okay.
All righty. So 855-935-TALK is the number. And by the way, if you don't get in today, you can always call that number with your questions 24 hours a day, 7
right.
days a week.
You're
it
just
works
sitting
all
around
the time.
In your cave there. And
I don't
away.
Have anything else to do. John, you're next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, John.
Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I'm just curious. I thought I heard you say that your ex-wife can get on Social Security if you retire, is that correct?
Yep.
You're not going to get angry now, are you, John?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, it's an amicable divorce, happily divorced. Oh, but okay. Yeah, if she can get some of that, then I'm retiring in February. And so if she can get some of that, then I'm going to let her know.
How long were you married?
25 years.
Yeah.
All right. She's eligible, but it has to be when she's of retirement age.
Yeah.
Okay, she's got one more year. She's 1 year younger. All right, well, thank you very much. You guys have a good day.
Well, and by the way, she could still take her own benefit.
Right.
Yeah, if she chooses, yeah. She's kind of career-minded. She's probably going to keep working.
Okay.
And so can she still get that from my benefits, too?
Well,
even if she's working?
She'd want to take the bigger one.
The bigger one. She only gets one or the other.
Yeah, you don't get... You don't
so it's really... It's a nice benefit for the spouse who was...
Non-working,
you know,
spouse.
The homemaker kind of spouse, whichever, because they will get something in retirement.
Correct.
If they were married for more than 10 years. But the working spouse, it may be if she's been contributing to the system over all these years, she probably has a bigger benefit than she would get...
By getting part of yours.
By getting part of yours, yeah. That's what I meant to say.
Thanks,
okay,
Joe.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Yeah, that's great. Glad we made your day.
A lot of Social Security today. There is Social Security is a huge topic.
It really is. But, you know, and that's one that we're flying somebody in from Washington, D.C. this year at retirement. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The retire meet lineup this year is really, really impressive.
It's
because
the most robust ever.
We went all out on really great speakers this year. Yeah. We've got one of our favorite speakers from Dimensional Funds. We love all of them.
Yep.
I don't want to, Apollo. We love you too. Yep. You know, we love all of you guys.
Yeah,
David Booth, if you were there, we'd love to have you too. Gene, you could be there. But Weston Wellington is just awesome.
Yeah, because he points out the foibles of people's investment decisions going back a long time. I mean, it's really great. And how it looks so obvious if you had done this. It would have been so easy because that was every arrow was pointing that way, and it turned out that was not a good decision.
And then we have one of the most prolific financial... He's like the Isaac Asimov of financial writing. Notorious cap stealer, Mr. Dan Solon, I could even say Dr. Dan Solon because he's a JD and an investment guy. He's a doctor and a
But we do have somebody expert coming in from Washington, D.C. on Social Security. We've got a travel expert coming up from Portland. Apparently they know how to travel down there.
It's Portland.
You got to get out of there.
You got to keep on the move.
I say this not joking in one
You're not hyperbolic?
No, I'm not. This truly is the best group we've ever assembled.
He is a bit parabolic, but hyperbolic? No.
Very parabolic. This is so, and I think you can get tickets now, right? I don't know.
We do have the tickets up on the web for sale.
Yeah.
We had to raise the price a little bit this year because we have never broken even on this thing.
No.
We do this to educate you, and so we feed you breakfast and we feed you lunch. And at Maidenbauer, we love the place, and the food is great.
Actually, it is very good.
It's really good, but it is a little on the high side. So the money you pay pretty much covers the food you get. So it's going to be $40 per person at the door. But right now you can go for $30 per person. And we also have a special deal for couples. So you save even more because we know how expensive it can be to live with someone else.
Get those tickets now because they're going fast. Along with the hats and anything else that's not stapled down around here. I'll tell you what.
And financial physics. And my gosh, we're busy.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Your number one financial goal must be retirement. As we live longer, our need for a substantial retirement nest egg has grown. That's why you must have a plan. And to help you map your route to a brighter future, I created Vestory's Better Retirement Guidebook. And you can get a free PDF copy right now at retirebetterbook.com. It's truly free and there is no obligation. So get your Better Retirement Guidebook now at retirebetterbook.com. RetireBetterBook.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
One other thing about Retire Meet is the fact that every year, it has completely sold out. We turn people away at the end every year because we don't want to make it overly big. We limit it to about 400 people. That allows it to be more intimate. That allows you to have some one-on-one time with people. So you need to get your tickets really quickly. Well, not really quickly, but you need to get them certainly before February. And you can get them right now. You can start ordering your tickets right now at TalkingRealMoney.com. They make a great holiday gift. Go get them at TalkingRealMoney.com. Retire Meet V.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestory, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?